get a favorable editorial out of both of them on any given morning if he just has to have it.
Looks like to me you're not being very wise in your southern strategy. It's not up to me to tell you how smart you are, for the son to tell the father, but looks like it's you and Harry Burden and Albert Gore ought to let that damn bill, tax bill, come on out.
I've been begging them.
What you going to wind up doing? You're going to have all the businessmen giving you hell.
That's the only way we'll never get out of here.
Well, what you do, you'll have every businessman in the country messing into your civil rights fight. You're already doing it, because I talked to some of them today at lunch.
I'm not wholly unaware of that. I've talked to Russell Long, I've talked to Herman Talmadge, and I've talked to...
Herman Talmadge and Harry Bird could get that bill out tomorrow. They got every damn thing through, and
they
we could take it up.
They're going to get it out this week.
Well, but they're going to screw you, and you're going to be standing there done fighting, and they're going to be home asleep. Harry Bird goes home about 5:30. I've seen these fights.
No question about that.
And don't be quarreling with me when it happens. Just say Uncle Lyndon told me so.
He has got more credit and done less than those civil rights fighters.
He's going to come in with those white shoes.
He has spoken 3 hours all told.
30 minutes he comes in with those white shoes.
He's reading a little 20-minute speech somewhere along the line and said, Thomas Jefferson said, this is all bad.
You're going to come in and tell me like you used to, I'm going home for the night now. I'll see you tomorrow. And then you call a quorum on me about 2:30, and I have to get old Theodore Green up, come answer my quorum. But when you do, don't lay it on me. Lay it on the bird now, because he's the one that's held this damn thing up since September. I got a letter to Dave and Tom Watson of the IBM and Merck, the head of the Merck and Company, and a good many of them, and they're getting them in and want to put $100 million and $150 million in big investments, and they're uncertain, they can't get an answer. The bill's been in the committee since September, and what they're going to do, you're going to get up there, and we get up civil rights, and then they're going to go to raise an uncharted hell.
I'm well aware of that.
So I wouldn't, not up to me to advise you, the old master, but I would tell Harry Bird that...
I'm slipping and I'm getting senile, but I'm not that bad. I saw that way back yonder last fall, and I got after Harry about it. And
you can't tell me that you saw something last fall and nothing more been done about it than that, because you've got that committee loaded.
I was watching you got what they're doing the civil rights, too, you understand. They hadn't got the breath blowing down my neck on that yet as lately.
You got Talmadge, and you got Curtis, and you got old Bennett.
I can't do much with Curtis on that, but Harry can do something with Bennett. And
you got Harry can do something with John Williams, and you got Talmadge.
John Williams is for the bill, though.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not for the bill. But anyway, I've got this budget down where they can't be against it. Now, hell.
Yeah, it is sort of hard to fight it.
Yeah, but you better do something about it. Goodbye.
I've been working on it.
Goodbye.
I see.